Have a quorum now.
Yep, so, and I started
I'm going
it
to call the meeting to order.
Okay.
Motion to call the meeting to order.
Second.
Everybody, are we okay to start?
I got everything going.
Okay. First up is approving the minutes from the last meeting.
Approving the agenda.
Oh, agendas first. Motion to approve the agenda.
Yeah, with one exception, and there are one change, and that is that a send grant for video and play should read action grant for video and play.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so motion to approve with that change. Let me move. Second. Vote. Everybody raise your hand. We're on video.
Okay.
So the agenda is passed. Next is meetings from last time. Minutes from last meeting. Motion to approve them.
Second.
Vote. Everybody good? Great.
Okay.
Next is, hi, Suzanne. Glad you made
it.
Hi. Next is the treasurer's report. Do we have one?
Yes, I did include, got with Keith. Yeah, I did include your revenues and expenses up until yesterday.
Okay.
Got that in the packet, the last packet I sent you.
Okay.
As well as your financial statement up until yesterday.
Okay.
So both of those should have been in your packet.
Great. And what's the bottom line? How much money do we have?
Bottom line, you've got $199,805.
$199,805. Cool.
Great. No change.
Motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Second.
Vote. Everybody okay with it? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Next up is agenda items, right, Linda?
Correct.
Okay. Let's just run through these. Has everybody had a chance to look at the play, the action play?
No, where was that?
They sent it out a couple of weeks ago.
I don't remember getting it.
Oh, I need to table it. You want to table that till next time?
No, because I'd really rather get it off the thing if we have a majority vote on it.
Okay.
So motion to grant that action play, the $10,000 they're requesting. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Edwin, Joan, yep. Susan, are we good?
Well, I guess I'm going to, can I abstain?
You can abstain. You can abstain.
Okay.
Joan?
Will there be enough with me abstaining? Okay.
Yes, it'll be a majority.
Yeah, where is my other?
I'm fine.
Okay. So it's good. We've just passed it.
Yep.
Okay. These Zoom meetings are so much fun.
That's how much for how much, Rick?
10,000. That was the request.
Right.
Rick, will you be sending or having them send like an invoice?
Yeah, just like the others.
Okay. And then when I get it done, you're going to have to come sign it.
Yes, I now know that. And you're going to slap me with a ruler. I'm looking forward
to it. If I happen to be there.
Okay.
If I happen to be there.
Well, I'll make sure I call first.
Okay.
Okay. The second item is University City Gardens wants to do a year-long video of how the gardens progress through a year. And they're requesting $8,000 for that. And I think that's a good project with Janet. So I'm putting a motion to go ahead and let them do that. Can I get a second?
Yeah.
Second.
whatever. Yeah, okay.
Okay, let's put it to a vote. Does it vote?
Yeah, I think that's okay. A great idea.
That one's passed.
Approved by acclamation.
By proclamation. And I'll get an invoice for you.
Okay.
The next one is small one. QFest has asked for $2,000 for their film festival, which I like to support the diversity of their film festival, and we'd have a sponsorship level. So I'm going to put a motion forward for a $2,000 grant to QFest. Can I get a second?
So moved. Okay.
Who was that?
Yes.
Was it Joan or Suzanne?
That seconded it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Suzanne.
Okay.
I don't care. Okay.
Okay.
So that one, let's vote. We had three people second it, so I think we're passing that one.
Okay.
Okay. Then the last one that I have for this time is the Fringe Festival wants to video their theater stuff. And we did give them a grant last year for it because they've now, with COVID, gone much more online. So they're getting better at video and they're asking for $7,500.
Second.
Okay, vote.
Yes.
Everybody's yes on that. Okay, so those are all done.
So it was Joan second?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Joan second.
Okay. I have a question, Rick. Are any of these matching ones that they...
They should be. I'm talking to the RAC about matching them.
Right, and just say, you know, we want to support you, and if you needed assistance and matching efforts, let us know, you know.
Right. Okay, then I wanted to throw the floor to Lisa, if she has an update on the scholarship for us.
I don't have an update. Was I supposed to have an update? I am so sorry if I was. Debbie contacted me afterwards just to tell me that she thought the meeting went really well. It was very doable what you wanted to do. I'm sorry. If I had known that, I could have gotten her here. What questions do you need answered? And I'm trying to see if I've got something to write down.
We just need to know how it would work, how you guys want it to work.
And she was going, based on what I'm looking in the minute, she was going to provide written scholarship program possibilities.
Okay.
Or something in writing.
Okay. Right. So you need whatever the proposal is in writing, like the different options.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if she gets it to me, I will make sure that it's in the next packet, because based on what is said here, she was supposed to be invited to the next meeting to discuss.
Okay.
So I'll make a note to...
Linda, do you have her email address?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. All right.
I may, because how did she get on?
I sent you some stuff with because I couldn't come to the last meeting. So I included you.
Let me look okay. In my
it's pretty easy. It would be dchase@ucityschools.org.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, no, I will follow up with Debbie then. I'm sorry I didn't have that for you.
Okay.
Okay. Then I got an email yesterday from the Regional Arts Commission to set up talking about matching grants. So that's just where that stands. They're very busy because their whole grant program for the year actually ends tomorrow. Grant applications have to be in. So we should see something from them or I'll be able to talk to them after the grants get in next week. Then as far as the media center goes, Suzanne, you had some concerns.
I have some very serious concerns. Yeah, I have some very serious concerns. I didn't know that the Delmar Divide is owned by Maxine Clark, whose foundation gives a lot of money to charter schools. And I don't want to do anything to help charter schools.
Okay.
So I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but her organization takes money away from public schools, and I don't like that.
Yeah, Suzanne, I support you totally in the notion of not supporting charter schools, but I don't know that the Del Mar Divide, it's set up as a nonprofit, and well, it's not owned by Maxine.
I think if you look into some of the literature, which I did, I think that money that we would be using to rent the Del Mar Divide in some surreptitious way, it's going to go to charter schools. And I'm very worried about that.
Are you, Suzanne, are you concerned about the association with Opportunity Trust, perhaps?
I'm not sure what the name of her organization is.
Well, no, she, that would not be her organization, but I did hear something that maybe Opportunity Trust was going to be using space in that building, but I wasn't sure. And Opportunity Trust has been, they provide grants to a lot of different educational institutes, but they do have a heavy hand in charters. They did provide a grant to the school district of University City also. But, and then I know that Maxine is also involved in Lift for Life. But I don't know, like I'd have to look into it more, but I don't know how intertwined all that is into the Del Mar Divine.
Could I, offer that I would look at their 990s and see what, let me do a dive into their 990s and see what that is. And if I have trouble finding it, maybe I can ask you, Rick, to help me locate it, but okay. I could go out to the GuideStar and get a copy, or maybe they're already published on their website. Then I think too we could look at income and expense statements. So, and I mean, you would hope that that transparency would tell us exactly where everything is going.
I mean, I'm wondering if it is going to fund charter schools, is there an agreement on this commission that we don't want to fund charter schools, or am I, you know, speaking out of turn, or, you know, is that an objection on anybody else's part? What's that?
You're never speaking out of turn.
Okay, well, I'm asking if that is an objection on anybody else's part.
Well, I personally see the Del Mar Divine as a completely separate entity that's offering a lot to not-for-profits as far as operational. And I think the Del Mar Divine is not going to be generating money that's going to go elsewhere. I think it's going to be going into the Del Mar Divine to keep the Del Mar Divine going. It's a very big, expensive project.
I think we need some looking into it. I mean, the information that I'm friends with someone who has looked into it. That's how I found out. He was over the house and I was talking to him, and he's on a committee. And when I told him that, you know, that we are renting space at Del Mar Divine, he was appalled.
I mean, also, I'll pull the 990s for her foundation and see what I can find there. Then I'll pull the 990s for the Del Mar Divine. And then that should give me a nice pathway to do some forensic accounting.
Okay.
Okay. In that case, because we already had approved the money last meeting,
yeah,
we all voted for it. So Continuity signed an agreement because it's the last space at Del Mar Divine.
Right.
And if we cancel that agreement, I made sure of this, there's just a $500 charge for canceling the leased agreement that they signed. So if we want to put this on to hold, then I'm going to do a motion that says, if we need to cancel this, that we have $500 to pay for continuity to get out of the lease.
I would second that.
Okay. Everybody else, is that cool?
Yeah. Continuity.
My question hasn't been answered. I mean,
if research.
If nobody else is uncomfortable with that, then, you know, it's a moot point. Is anybody else uncomfortable with it?
Well, I think the research needs to happen first, Suzanne. Let's take a look at the 990s and see if we can verify what your friend said.
Okay.
Yeah. And basically, I'm not saying we're spending $500 to get out of the lease. I'm just saying it's approved if we need to.
If we need it.
If we need it. And I need to let continuity know that we're looking into the Del Mar Divine and we not may not be renting space for them there.
And give them comfort for them to know, because their finances are not our finances.
Exactly. And their planning is not our planning.
Right.
So I'm comfortable with doing that and letting continuity know that we're going to need a little more time, letting the Del Mar Divine know that if we expire the 30 days, which is actually up in a couple of weeks, that we will pay the $500 and they can start marketing that space again. And if it's available and we decide that it's going to be the place for the media center, after we do the research, then we can go back to it. Is that logical to everybody?
I'll try to get that information quickly. I'll try to get it tomorrow, Thursday. Let me take a look at it over the weekend. And then let me just come up with some bullet points. I'll send you copies of it, Rick. And I mean, if we want to distribute it to everybody.
Yeah, send it to Linda.
We'll do that, Linda. And then I'll highlight on the documents things that I think contribute to issues concerning charter school or something that I, no matter what it was, I'll be a reader of it to see if that or anything else, maybe there's something else though that we might see as well that would determine our future funding. So, but let me take a look at that.
Okay. That would be terrific, Jean. Okay. So
thank you.
So we approved the $500. Did we vote on that?
Yeah.
Did you second it? So everybody said
okay. Second it.
Yeah.
Okay. That is all I have for tonight.
Next is Bawain. Bawain, do you have anything?
No, I do not have anything, but again, I'm always willing to answer any questions that anybody has in reference to the council and city, but again, I don't have anything specific for Calip.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, cool. Well, then I do a motion to set the next meeting for Linda. Why don't you let us know some dates that you're available in 10 days or 2 weeks so we can get the media center thing sorted out?
Okay. Because you guys are between my other two commissions. I have right. Total.
Yeah, and we need you. So you let us know what the dates are that you can do. And
so does Wednesdays work good for everybody?
Yeah, time with me.
Mm-hmm. Mostly for me. The only time I have a conflict would be high school PTO meeting on the first Wednesday of the month.
Okay, well, I wouldn't do the first anyway.
Yeah.
No.
I have a clarifying question about how much time do we want to give, I'm trying to type a quick email. How much time do we want to give Debbie to get something together? Like, what are we thinking? How many?
You want to have Debbie at the next, like, so let's say 2 weeks, see how that works with my schedule, but it's a Wednesday, so it should be okay. Can we do maybe the third Wednesday? Because I know the second Thursday I have books and letters. So I have you guys one day and the next. Like the third Wednesday?
Hello? What's the date?
That'd be the 20th, I think.
April 20th. Mm-hmm.
third Wednesday.
Rick, is that in time for the contract?
We'll probably have to spend the $500, but that's a pittance compared to the $125,000 we were going to spend.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think that's worth it.
Yeah, because I've got arts and letters. Well, no. Yeah, I'd have arts and letters on the 14th. So that would, no. Well, the second Wednesday would be the 13th. Third would be the 20th. And I got a thingy that day. I got a seminar that day.
So Linda, which day are we picking?
I want to say that with the 20th work, it doesn't matter. We can do 13th or 20th. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. You guys,
I'd like to do the 13th, just, and we'll would that get be a very short meeting.
Okay. That's
it'll be a very short
next meeting, because I'm writing it down. Okay, it's gonna be April 13th, 6:30.
Perfect.
Now, do we want to invite Debbie to that meeting or wait?
Yes.
Okay, so Debbie at that meeting, and then we'll make a decision regarding continuity.
Right. Those are the two agenda items. I'm not going to let anything else get on that agenda.
Okay. So I'll put those on the agenda. Those on the agenda.
Discussing the Media Center, Del Mar Divine.
And the scholarship program.
And the scholarship program.
Okay.
Oh, also put down, I may know something about RACs and the RAC and the matching grants.
Okay. So update RAC. Matching grants. Okay, I'm writing it down now.
Okay.
Okay.
And then if you want, we can videotape you smacking my hand when I come in to sign stuff.
And we'll show that's between us.
Oh, okay.
You're okay.
Well, all right, guys.
I'll recuse myself because I was part of that conversation. So hear no evils. See no evil, speak no evil, right?
There you go. Motion to close the meeting.
Who's second?
I second. Okay.
Okay, Suzanne.
Okay. We got votes, so we're good. Okay. Everybody stay dry. 13. Stay safe. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
On the 13th.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. I know. Stay well, everyone. 13.